First, I want to just begin with a quick brief reminder as to why we're doing what we're doing in terms of this series. We're exploring this BU resolution on a shared understanding of mission, and this was handed out a few weeks ago. I'm sure we can get you copies if you haven't got one. This is a understanding of mission which, as a Baptist movement, we're looking to agree and engage with through Baptist churches throughout the country. It was brought to the BU Assembly last May. It's coming up for the BU Assembly this May to be voted on, and then it'll be worked out the following year. Now, what we said is there are a number of statements in here which are difficult phrases or difficult words. A lot of this is drawn directly from the Bible. And what we're wanting to do is understand some of the perhaps more complicated words and phrases. Because at the end of this series, what we want to do is we'll be encouraged to do is to meet together and explore what this shared understanding of mission would mean for us as a fellowship here at Habersham Baptist Church. And, you know, my hope and prayer is Westwood Ho will be doing the same in Appledore, all the country. Worcester Baptist Church, I hope they do the same as well. I'm just going to begin by reading just the first bit, which is kind of links in then, or leads in, to what our theme is today. First bit, which says, "We affirm that the whole Bible reveals the mission of our triune God to reconcile all things in heaven and earth into unity and to Christ." That was something we looked at the very first week. "And Christian discipleship is the invitation and privilege of participating in this. As Baptists, we understand the mission of God to be integral, where the words and action of the gospel are intertwined. Our mission, our witness, therefore, humbly embraces every aspect of life and includes..." dot, dot, dot. And then there's a list of things it includes. We'll come on to that in future weeks. So based on that last sentence, our theme for today is simply this. Mission is humble witness, embracing every aspect of life. So what does that mean? What examples from Scripture do we have about that? What does that look like for us today here at Habersham Baptist Church, in our families, in our friendship circles? How do we make sure that our mission to the world is one of humble witness, embracing every aspect of life? Before I continue, let's pray. Father, I think it's wonderful and amazing that you invite us to be part of your mission. Well, we acknowledge that you could do everything by yourself. But you invite us to be part of that. And Lord, as we explore over these weeks, what this statement means, what your scripture says, help us to be mindful that underpinning all of this is our need, as was prayed earlier, to reach those around us, those who we come into contact with. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, mission is humble witness, embracing every aspect of life. You know, often when I prepare a sermon, one of the things I might do is do a bit of research into the meaning of certain words. I wonder what our thought is in terms of the word humble. What does that actually mean? Here's a dictionary definition I came across, which I thought was helpful. Having or showing a modest estimate of one's value or importance, not arrogant or self-important. So when we speak about being humble, I mean, we all know the word, I'm sure we've all used the word. When we speak about being humble, that is what we mean. What it's not is belittling yourself. What it's not is allowing others to walk all over you. That's not being humble. Being humble is about not feeling superior. It's about having an unassuming nature. Now, when we then think of this phrase, humble witness, in the context of our Christian lives, we only need to think of Jesus and the way that he lived his life to gain an understanding as to what that looks like. Because you see, folks, Jesus never asks us to do anything that he himself didn't do when he was here on earth. When he came down from heaven, as we sung, and took on human form. So I just want to reread some of the verses that Sarah brought to us earlier. Verses 5 to 8 from Philippians 2, which says this: in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. You know, Jesus had equality with God. We know, we explored this, I think, towards the end of last year. He is both the divine and the human. And his equality with God could have meant that he could have lorded it over those people around him at the time. Something we sadly see in some countries' leaders at this current moment in time. That wasn't the way of Jesus. His way was very different. Even though he was in very nature God, Paul says, he didn't choose to exploit that fact. In fact, he did the complete opposite of that. He chose to be meek by making himself of no reputation at all. Paul says in this passage, he made himself nothing. He took on the nature of a servant. He humbled himself. And then Paul cites the incredible example of humbling himself to the point of allowing himself to die, allowing himself to be killed on the cross. The one who, being in very nature God, could have made sure that that didn't happen. He could have made sure he didn't suffer that horrendous death of crucifixion. But in an extravagant example of humility, he allowed it to happen because he knew that it was ultimately the best for others. It was ultimately the best for you and I. It was ultimately the best for Angela. It was ultimately the best for Barry. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about us, and he was thinking about God's wider mission to the world. That was far more important to him than self-interest. And that led to humble witness in action. However, there are, of course, loads of examples throughout Scripture of Jesus being humble. Examples of him choosing to be the humble human he was. I could just list a little examples, but I don't want to do that today. I want you to tell me what examples might we have from Scripture where Jesus was humble. Can you think of any off the top of your head? See if they match the ones I've got down here. Don't be shy.
His birth.
Actually, I didn't have that one down. His birth was very humble, wasn't it? My goodness, in a manger in a stable. Absolutely. Any other examples of Jesus demonstrating humility?
His baptism.
His baptism, absolutely. Choosing to be baptized by John. And what he did in that is he aligned himself with us. He aligned himself with sinners. It was an act of identifying with humanity's needs and the fact that we need to be forgiven. He allowed someone else to baptize him. Yep. As you can tell, that was on my list. Any others?
He washes
his disciples' feet. Isn't that that's the first one that always springs to my mind, really? The Passover. And he knew the hour was about to come. He knew that he was soon going to have to leave all those disciples that he loved, those that were gathered around him at that moment in time. And yet in an act of servitude, in an act of humility, usually performed by a servant for their owner, he chose to wash the disciples' feet. Okay? Any others you can think of? We're on a roll now.
What about when he was tempted in the wilderness?
Yes, I didn't have that one down, but absolutely. I mean, he could have lorded it over the fact that I can do that, so I'm going to do it. But he chose not to. because he knew it wasn't right to do so. Yeah. Any others?
He wept at Lazarus' death.
Yeah. Is that a real sign of his humanity? That his friend dies. And yet, that shortest verse of the Bible, isn't it? He wept. Okay, let me throw a few others to you. He was obedient to God. If you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, is just before he was going to face his death, he prayed, not as I will, but as you will. Not what I want, but it's what you want. He submitted his own desires to that of his Father. Another one I got down is he travelled lightly, didn't he? You know, he served communities. He was all about God's purpose, not his gain. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Now that was humble. It was also part of a pre-prophecy. And of course, as I've put here, as I've already mentioned, the ultimate example of humbleness, of humility, is he allowed himself to die upon the cross. You know, all of the examples that you come up with are examples of humble witness in action. And Jesus did all of that, not for gain for his glory. He did it for love of his Father. He did it to bring glory to his Father, our God, the one that we've been singing to and singing about this morning. He did it to serve others, not himself. It was humble witness, embracing every aspect of life. And so that should be the case for us too. Listen again to what Paul says in verses 3 and 4 of our reading from Philippians. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. I've already mentioned that I was in Ashford last week for the Mission Aviation Fellowship Staff Summit. 3 days of hearing about the organisation and what the plans are coming up, and had a little bit of fun time as well. And I witnessed it because the guy called Mike, who is the CEO of Matthew K. Obviously, he had much to input. He's obviously an important figure in the organisation. And yet it was Mike who, on the first morning, when some of the IT didn't quite work, he was the one rummaging around on the floors to try and find the cables and what wasn't plugged into the right place. It was Mike who, on the last day after lunch, was in the kitchen washing up. He could have chosen not to do that. He could have chosen to lord it over the rest of us and allow everyone else to do that. It was an example of just humble witness in action, an example of servant leadership. He is a really nice guy, actually. And it was noticed by those around. It was noticed by me. It was noticed by others. If we want to be humble in our service for God, we need to make sure that we are doing it, of course, for the right reasons and in the right way. Because it's not about making ourselves look good. We do it because it's the right thing to do. It's about service for the simple reason that we love God and we want to serve God. We want to help his message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, get reached by others. So that God gets the honour, that God gets the glory. You know, one of the phrases from the portion of the Baptist Union Shared Understanding and Mission that I read earlier said this: as Baptists, we understand the mission of God to be integral, where the words and actions of the gospel are intertwined. Words are very important in our mission, don't get me wrong. Words are important in our witness to the world. As it was prayed earlier, you know, it's important we don't miss those opportunities where we might have to speak about our faith, to speak about the hope that we have. But they aren't the only way to demonstrate humble witness, embracing every aspect of life, as Mike was demonstrating. And I love these words that were attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, who is said once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." You know, if we get the opportunity to talk about our faith in Jesus, then we should. That's part of our witness to the world. But often that opportunity offers itself because of how someone has seen us live our life, showing humility in what we do, in the way we do it. So it is good to preach the gospel just by the way we live, where folks see something different in us and wonder what that is and why we do the things we do. Why are we so compassionate to others? Why do we give to the food bank? Why do we help those that need help? You know, if Jesus was able to demonstrate incredible, humble witness, and if it's our desire as a Christian to follow his example, then we need to do the same. There was a second reading we had this morning. Sarah brought us just one verse. It's a very familiar verse. It's one that's well known in Christian circles, and that's Micah 6:8. Let me just read that to you again. "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Now, there is no doubt, and I know because I've done it, there is a whole sermon in that one verse. But just imagine for a second, just think on this, that everyone in this world did exactly those things. Acted justly, loved to show mercy to others, and were humble in every aspect of their life, including their witness to others of their faith. Whew, what a much better world we would be living in. So let me remind you that part of the BU statement from which we've got the title this morning for the sermon. The statement said, "Our mission, our witness, therefore, humbly embraces every aspect of life and includes ... You know, those things that it does include, there's five of them we're going to be unpacking over the next 5 weeks. But what I want to stress is that all the aspects of life, all the aspects of living out our faith that we will be unpacking in the next 5 weeks, need us to be doing them, but doing them with humility, so that we are engaging in humble witness through the things that we do. Mission is humble witness, embracing every aspect of life. Let's pray. Father, we are truly blessed that as we read the Gospels, we read examples of Jesus demonstrating humble witness for all those that I had listed, for those that others have brought to us this morning, Lord. We thank you that we have his example as to how we should live. And Lord, I pray that anyone looking into our lives from outside see something of our humility and then want to ask the question, why are they doing the things they do in the way they do them? Help us to live in all aspects of life that life of humble witness. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.